This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today's topic
is pussy licking.
Pussy licking. Also known as cunnilingus.
That's true. It's an oral sex act performed by a person, also on a person that has a vagina.
There you go.
Yeah. Strong start.
Remembering what our own anatomy is called, vaguely, and whether we're people. We're doing it. We're living in America.
Fun fact, the clitoris is the most sexually sensitive part on the human female genitalia.
Hell yeah.
And its stimulation may result in a orgasm.
May result?
It may. It just may.
In 30% of cases. Yeah.
No, general statistics say that 70 to 80% of women require direct clitoral stimulation to achieve an orgasm.
Correct. Yeah, I was going off the like random stat that I definitely stole from Love Island about how often, like what percentage of women orgasm thanks to sex.
Oh, yeah.
Not penetrative, let's be clear. Like sex including clit stimulation. And they had 30% as their stat. And I was like, bullshit. A lot of those women are lying.
Yeah, they're lying.
It's actually pretty high.
Yeah.
We're making it higher, though.
Yeah, we are.
We're doing the Lord's work.
One of the things that we're trying to do here at GOP, the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Some quick stats.
Yeah.
It is viewed by women 281% more.
Yes, it's on the rise.
Yeah.
Well, women more than men, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's viewed by women, 280% more by women than men.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, why? Y'all could use some tips, know what I mean?
Exactly.
Under the heading popular with women, pussy licking is the most popular in category refinement term.
In category refinement term?
Yeah, so under the category popular with women.
Oh, got it.
It's the most
subcategory, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. And it is, as I said earlier, thinking this is what you were going to say, on the rise.
Yes.
Oh, damn. When did this come out? So in September 2014, eating pussy and pussy licking topped the list, having been searched for. This is among women.
Yeah.
Because people, sorry, I should have framed this better. This is specifically comparing like what women look for.
Oh, okay.
When we initially looked at this, it's September 2014, eating pussy and pussy licking topped the list.
Yeah.
Having been searched for 901% and 792% more than men. Men, what are you doing?
Come on.
It seems that this trend is very much continued in that currently the top five terms topping the list of terms then women search for more than men.
Okay.
Have to do with vaginal oral sex, like guy licking pussy and pussy licking orgasm, to name a few, and all are between 722% and 934% more searched for by the fairer sex, meaning women.
Okay.
More recently, increases of 589%, 353%, and 228% respectively for man-eating pussy, guy-eating girl out, and hardcore pussy eating.
Yeah, it's on the rise.
What is hardcore pussy eating?
I don't know.
I heard that and I was like, just better?
Yeah.
Because I feel like literally, a lot of like pussy eating specifically in porn is
like
tentative, so tentative.
And like just the tip of a tongue,
just
kind of like
dabbing,
tickling at a clit.
And I'm like, hardcore probably pussy just means like
what
real
actual
pussy eating.
Yeah, what actually is needed in order for someone to get off.
How do you like your pussy eating, Rachel?
Hardcore, babe. Yeah. I want a man, or a woman, really. I'll take whoever's willing. Getting in there, fucking rubbing their face, nose, all of it, I need like rhythmic motions.
Yeah.
You know, like I like a strong, like kind of rhythm kind of going.
Yeah.
With
there's
with
something
lips
about
like
a like a repetitive motion.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
I also need a lot of pressure.
I was just going to say pressure
is key.
A lot
of pressure.
I had someone ask me something was working. It was like back and forth or around. And I was like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter the motion.
Yeah. I think sometimes the details of like,
of like what
how
are like
exactly
up and down.
Are you like which way are you going?
Yeah. You could literally stick your tongue out and move your face back and forth. And if you're doing it like really hard for like fucking 45 minutes, I'm gonna come. You know?
If you have trapped my clit and applied pressure to it, and then created some kind of friction like motion with your tongue, you're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job.
I just felt the need to like give the teenagers
okay, so this is funny.
A chance to learn.
Pussy licking went up 211% on March 8th, which is the International Women's Day. Interestingly enough, Amy Schumer also went up 513% on Women's Day as well.
You found the International Women's Day porn stat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stumbled across those once and didn't, I don't think, use them in an episode.
Yeah.
What a
but
missed
how,
opportunity.
I don't know what the correlation is between that, but had to point
Amy
it out.
Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
Did she just make a joke?
Maybe.
That
and
like
then
went viral that
people
day?
Were just looking for her stand-up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cunnilingus is derived from the Latin words for vulva, which means cunnus, and the verb to lick, lingo. In Chinese Taoism, cunnilingus is revered as a spiritually fulfilling practice that is believed to enhance longevity.
Whoa.
I know.
Longevity of life or longevity of dick life
of,
during sex?
Of life. Of life.
If you go down on us, you will live longer, fuckers. You hear
the great medicine of the three mountain peaks is to be found in the body of the woman and is composed of three juices or essences. One from the woman's mouth, another from her breasts, and the third, the most powerful, from the grotto of the white tiger.
Whoa! The grotto of the white tiger?
Yeah, that means your vagina.
Grotto?
Yeah.
What is, doesn't
grotto means like a cave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think of it like with respect to like pizza joints and the like Italian food. So I was like, wait,
no,
is it
like
a grotto, just like a house?
I mean,
where I eat
sure.
Pizza?
Yeah. Yeah. And hey, you can call my, that's, you could do that in my pussy too. Honestly, it depends on how well you're eating that pizza.
You can eat the pizza first and then come back for more.
Again, are you doing it with pressure?
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. I found a great article on Salon.com, what men and women need to know about cunnilingus.
Oh, yeah.
Had some really interesting points from, like, a political standpoint. I think there's a sort of societal view of cunnilingus as somehow more vulgar.
Oh.
Than, well, like, in the ratings system.
Yeah. Right.
With respect to, like, movies.
Yes.
Like, Blue is the Warmest Color. And Blue Valentine. And I don't know why they're both start with blue, just coincidentally. Like, got NC-17 ratings.
Because there was pussy eating.
Because there's pussy eating. Or even the implication of it. Like, Blue Valentine isn't like that. It's not like you see your fucking cunt.
No.
You know?
That's
but
bullshit.
The idea of that being applied was like enough to give a pretty high crazy rating off the bat.
Unfair.
So sexist. I just thought that was interesting that the depiction of this is like pushed to the side, you know, and therefore like not in a classic narrative. And I think women have to learn, like I certainly had to learn to ask for that kind of thing.
Right. I had a boyfriend.
Oh, come on with it.
I had a boyfriend that I dated for a very long time in high school who would never go down on me.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. And I was like,
why not? Did you ask? Or like, were you like, hey, would you do that?
And he just was like,
no.
I mean, it took me a while to be like, hey, why don't you ever go down on me? And he was like, oh, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I just never really thought about it.
Never really thought about it.
Oh.
You're sucking his dick all the time, I imagine.
Oh, you know it, honey.
Yeah.
Not getting
never
shit in return.
To him.
Yep.
Was he doing other stuff? Finger stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't occur to him to go down on me.
Didn't occur to him.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was a lie and he was secretly insecure.
Probably.
Sometimes
he wasn't great at it, so.
He wasn't great at it.
Wasn't good. So definitely had to, it was a learning experience for both of us to be like, okay, this is working, this isn't working.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were both young and like 17, 18. So.
Yeah.
But you better believe now I'm getting that pussy eat.
Get real that pussy good.
Get real good.
Good for you, girl.
Trying anyways.
Good for you.
Do you like to search for pussy licking?
It's not one of my search terms, but frankly, if it's not in a porn, I'm mad.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, like, I don't search for it specifically because I don't need to isolate it.
Yes.
Usually.
I don't want my whole porn watching experience to be just pussy licking.
Yeah.
But I agree. I need it. I need a little bit of it in there. You know?
Yeah.
I like to look at it.
Yeah.
I certainly love getting it done to me.
Mm-hmm. But so it's just like part of the authentic arc of a porn I want to see, the kind of sex I want to have.
Right.
Yeah.
I do like, you know what I like about pussy licking? I like when it's like clothes are still on.
Mm.
That's really hot to me.
That is super hot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, clothes I just yanked down your undies and your skirt's still
exactly.
on.
Yeah, exactly.
I
hiked up your skirt.
Or I like pulled your panties to the side to like to get town. That fucking
yes. Yeah. That's hot to me.
It's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot.
Take note,
the
listeners.
Hottest thing I think you can do when going down on someone, and this applies to all kinds of mm-hmm. anatomy, I think, is just to like genuinely be excited to do it.
Do it with gusto or don't do it at all.
Yeah, because if you want to have a good sexual experience, you're going to communicate what you want and everybody has different needs. And if you're tentative about sucking a person off, whether they have a clit or a dick or whatever, it just reads,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so much cunnilingus, kind of, particularly in porn, is like, we're keeping the shot clear.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just poking it with my tongue so you can see the vulva, because that's more important.
But that's like not at
that's
all
not,
hot.
It's really hard to keep your mouth away from a clit while also pleasuring it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get your face
I
in
know
there.
That they're trying to, like, make it so it's visible and, like, accommodate to, like, for, like, so that way people can see it for camera and everything, but it's just doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's going down on me like that, I'm going to be like, I'm shoving my pussy in their face.
Yeah.
I'm like, get closer.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
According to a recent survey by researchers at Indiana University's Kinsey Institute, 75% of adult women have received it at least once, with 60% of those aged 21 to 41 saying they've received it during the past year. Oh. 33% of women over 50.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I found an article that was... it's on Notches, which is essentially like Medium, I think. It's just like a sort of blog site where you can post your own shit.
Yeah.
This guy, Tom O'Donnell, a PhD candidate at the University of London in 2014, so presumably he has his PhD by now.
Okay.
Wrote an article about how, like, specifically about, like, the medieval era.
Oh.
But it was about just trying to find out what sexual activity looked like.
Yeah.
Then, and how hard it is because, like, written word was held by, in very specific ways and passed down in very specific ways. He was like, most of our written history.
Yeah.
Of that time is monks who firmly believe that, like, semen was, like, the precious gift, you know.
Hold it in.
and you mustn't, like, you mustn't spill it. Like, literally, like, spill is the word we're using, unless it's for the purposes of impregnating a woman.
Right.
So we have very little record of, like, things like cunnilingus, except for in the framework of a punishment.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Like, if you did mouth sex on a woman, like, the punishment was like 4 years of repentance if it was the first time and 7 years if it was customary. Like, but it's funny to think about, like, I think we sometimes think that, like, there is a specific kind of sexual revolution, and certainly we're, like, talking about it more in recent centuries, but it's interesting to think about that going on. And, like, how would you even learn about something like that and be like, yo, he did this thing with his mouth?
There's, like, some
with
depictions.
Your handmaidens.
And, like, erotic art.
Yeah.
You know? And there's cunnilingus depicted in a fresco on the suburban baths in Pompeii.
Mm. There you go.
Right?
But, like, the Greeks, too, like, were pretty front-footed
kinky.
About their sexuality.
Yeah, they were
in
kinky.
A way that we wouldn't see.
I know.
For a while, or at least not in that part of the world for a while.
On topic, pussy licking is relatively 14% more popular in Italy.
Interesting.
Kinky fuckers.
Well, Rachel and I like that.
I know. It tracks.
Italian-Americans.
It's true.
Should I
true.
Show down some search terms?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let's see. The untamed anonymous alien fuck. I include this because what the fuck is this? It's a woman and a, like, CGI alien creature.
Oh,
that, like,
my God.
Has squid arms and, like, goes down on her and, like, fucks her and chokes her and, like, puts its squid arm in her mouth.
And eats her pussy?
I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. It has, like, tentacles that, like, go for the pussy.
Okay, interesting.
But it doesn't have, like, a head.
Okay.
I didn't watch the whole thing with great interest.
Sure.
I just was like, what?
You were skimming through.
What is this?
Yeah, you had
so
to
I'm
know.
Mostly bringing it up to put to our fans.
Yeah.
Is this a movie?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Pussy licking orgasm, period. Squirting squirt, period. Wet, squirt period. Squirt. Tongue and pussy, period. Mommy cunt, period.
Whoa. Whoa. What a twist at the end there.
Yeah. Pussy licking orgasm, squirting squirt, wet. Tongue and pussy, mommy cunt.
It's a poem, really.
Yeah. About your mommy.
About your mommy.
Oh, porn.
Oh, squirty squirt.
Squirting squirt. You know, the squirting squirt?
Yeah.
That guy.
Not the dripping squirt.
MILF cat fight turns to pussy licking fiesta.
Wow. Two MILFs.
A little twist there.
Getting heated, and they're just like, I gotta just eat your pussy.
Yeah. I don't know what this one has to do with pussy licking, but it came up in the search.
Okay.
Hardcore sex that will bring man.
Just bring a man?
Yep.
Bring man.
Maybe to orgasm should have been there.
What if it just a man just brings him
bring
to life?
Yeah, like hardcore sex and then like one of those tiny sponges that you put in water.
Yeah,
like
and
a
he
man
just
is
grows.
Brought.
He just grows. Out of nothing came man.
Yeah. Pussy looking. Whoa. Pussy licking made superior.
Mm.
Now this one I sort of featured because I love it. This is from. Have you ever seen those like tantric sex videos where there's like a little bit of like, I don't. There's one that I return to a couple times in my early years of
in your bank.
Porn watching. They're like instructional videos.
Oh,
but because it's like based on Tantra and the Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
It's actually quite elaborate, like, positioning.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's all about, like, to provide her pleasure. Like, you've got, like, a nature doc VO
yes,
happening.
Right.
So, anyway, I just mentioned that one more is just, like, a recommendation.
Okay.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but...
Superior.
And he didn't look like he totally knew what he was doing.
Uh-oh.
But... It has
is he doing
tips,
it with gusto?
Tips and tricks. I can't say that he was doing it with gusto. That was the issue. Is he was using the right... Like fingers and then mouth and like when a woman, if you bubba turns over her, but
if her legs begin to shake,
seemed unenthusiastic.
Uh-oh.
He wasn't committed to the role.
Okay,
eat that pussy till she runs
away from you
because you're bad at it.
Yeah.
Is what I thought.
Yeah,
it's like maybe they mean like run with like her pleasured lubricants.
Just runs into her
till she runs.
Bedroom and gets her vibrator.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's happened to before.
Yeah. Lick me, Teddy. Teen Nadine Kays masturbates her hairy pussy with Teddy.
Who's Teddy?
So Teddy's capitalized. Teddy is a teddy bear.
Oh.
So the idea is that she's... Well...
Teddy's.
The idea is that she's tripping on a stuffed animal, which I'm kind of all for people having pillow and stuffed animal experiences, particularly early.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to...
But the Teddy doesn't
have a
tongue.
I know plenty of people that, like, started that way. But this video, like, does not... Like, there's no actual tripping involved.
Oh.
It's, like, her weirdly, like, open-legged over her teddy bear on his back. I'm going to say Teddy's a boy.
Yeah, well, it's fair to assume.
And then, like, maybe riding a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is not how one masturbates with a pillow or a teddy bear.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Weird. Like, also, like, why'd that come up for pussy licking?
Lick me, Teddy. The idea is, like, that's
Teddy
what's even weirder about it is, like, Teddy has a tongue. And I was like, Teddy's got to create some pressure.
Yeah.
Which means you got to do the work, girl.
Yeah.
Nadine.
You have to suffocate Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy's dying tonight.
Yeah.
He drowned in the puss.
Yeah. Last one.
Mm-hmm.
Female fake taxi expert pussy licking makes sexy check driver come.
Wait. Okay. This is like the second time we've had like a taxi one, right?
Oh, there's so many taxi porns.
Why?
You know that. Because it's the whole like, oh, you're a stranger.
You're a
stranger.
By. Yeah.
I mean, like, if cash cab is a thing,
porn
then
cab's
certainly,
a thing.
Like, porn cab is a thing. And there's so many. I mean, I feel like cab stuff in porn is, like, almost maybe half as popular as, like, casting couch shit.
Mm.
Like, this is a scenario where, like, oh, we just talked a woman into sex.
Yeah.
But this one,
I'm say the title again. I really need to
female
visualize.
Female fake taxi expert.
Oh, wait, so she's...
First of all...
Is she a driver or is she an expert?
I'm also confused. What the fuck is a taxi expert, yeah. First of all?
Oh, man.
Like, is this just someone who's well-versed
she's
in
an inspector.
Taxis?
She's inspecting all of the Lyfts and Ubers around town. She's got her little checklist.
But then, it goes on to make the sexy check driver come. So from the thumbnails, I was like, okay, because it's a woman driving. So I was like, is it a female fake taxi expert? Do they
Who's check in the scenario?
The driver.
The driver. But he's not driving?
Both women, I believe.
Okay.
I think the idea is...
One of them's driving and she's check. And one of them's in the backseat
and
is
she's
an expert.
An expert on taxis.
And she's
she
like,
is an expert.
And she said, as a taxi expert, I know a thing or two also about
how to lick your pussy on the back of this taxi.
Pull on over, honey.
I, too, am confused.
Wow.
That's all I got.
All right.
Should we take a break?
Hey, let's take a quick little break. I gotta wrap my head around this one again.
Hey guys, do you ever get stressed out listening to our show thinking about boners? Honestly, we do too, and we don't even have to get them. It's a lot of pressure, and there are a lot of different ways to address erectile issues. That's why we partnered with our friends over at Joy Mode, because they offer a natural supplement. Some over-the-counter erection pills contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and can even increase the risk of other health problems. So whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom in general, Joy Mode might be a great option because they make all natural and science-backed supplements. Their trademark product, the Sexual Performance Booster, is designed for increased blood flow, firmness, and stamina. The supplement contains clinically supported doses of arginine nitrate, L-citrulline, Panax ginseng, and vitamin C. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals and studied and researched in humans. And the combination is proven to provide blood vessel support, improved cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance enhancement, and hey, you guessed it, better general erection function. It comes in a palm-sized packet like your favorite electrolyte powder. You just mix with 6 to 8 ounces of water or more, hydration is key, 45 minutes before sexual activity. Go to usejoymode.com/GOP and get 20% off with code GOP at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code GOP at usejoymode.com/GOP. Great sex. Solved naturally.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We're back.
This first video
is from Balesa.
Woo woo.
Called Eating Out Magic.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Balesa is a platform that we haven't talked about much, but we really love them.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a feminist and sex positive company. Yeah, sex positive is implied. Yeah. I was like, they're into sex, y'all. Don't worry.
They've got videos. They've got toys.
Yeah.
They've got news. They've got articles.
Mm-hmm. They're like a whole sex positive feminist brand.
Yeah. Yeah. They're great.
And that includes porn.
They've got merch.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of shit.
Yeah. Anyways. Love them.
This particular one is from femaleworship.com.
Yes.
Which is, frankly, a lot of eating out stuff.
Love it.
A lot of pussy play. A lot of mouths and pussies.
Perf.
Having a great time.
Great.
Little description. How does female worship manage to make time stop with their eating out videos? The mystery remains with this one, and we're so grateful these amazing scenes keep on coming. Intellectual mixes with physical stimulation as Victoria Vox tries to read her book while her partner begins eating her out. Unsurprisingly, her focus quickly switches to her man and her body. Mm-hmm. Her moaning and genuine gratification are just as good as the visuals.
Yeah.
Enjoy 4 time-expanding minutes of pure bliss. This completely awesome eating out HD porn vid comes from our friends at Female Worship.
Points to finding a porn that was only 4 minutes long.
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking out for...
Also points to that man for making her come in 4 minutes.
I will say, yes, first of all, we need a reality check here and say it's 4 minutes. We don't want to set anyone's expectations unfairly high.
Right.
They do have, like, a sort of time lapse, like, between shots.
Oh, did I didn't
there's
notice.
One, there's a shot switch. It's not like a full, like, it's not like a crossfade. It's like, time has passed.
Yeah, right.
Although I would, like, kind of love that.
Yeah.
To be like, 10 minutes later. Yeah. 14 minutes later.
He's still
three
there.
3 minutes later, you know. But there is a brief, like, shot break that I was like, cool. So we get it, and it's been 8 more minutes
he
of
put the work
this
in.
Motion. Yeah. And I kind of love that it just jumps right in.
Yeah.
Like,
he's already in there.
Yeah. I've watched a few female worship videos now.
Have.
I think I told you I, like, coincidentally stumbled across this and was like, oh, cool, because we're doing Cunnilingus next week, like, while I was... chilling off.
Right.
And some of their videos, like, in general, they're pretty hot. And I buy the sex and, like, the people they find are hot and diverse and interesting.
Yeah.
But a couple of the videos start with, like, Tommy, come here. You know what I want? And then they just have the sex. Like, very brief intros of, like, here's the scenario. And I'm like, just skip to it. So I actually deliberately picked this one because I liked...
Right.
We just start. She's like got her book and he's going down on her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she was mad at it. She's kind of annoying.
Yeah. She's trying to ignore
like,
him.
Let me make it up to you. Like, I invented my own fucking scenario. Yeah. I didn't need them.
Which
to
is
have,
all you
like,
really need to do. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, I either want like a very elaborate, well acted like setup. Or I want straight into the action.
I either want to be watching a movie with a great sex scene.
Yes!
Or we can just open on...
Get to it. And I will create something in my head because I'm an actor and that is what I do.
I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, I'm a storyteller.
I can build the story.
That's how I identify. Straight into the action. Loved that. I also have to say... That I loved, again, that she was wearing clothes. She's wearing a dress.
Hot. She's got her dress hiked up.
And he just was like, yep, I'm
went
going. I'm going to eat your pussy now.
Also, believable, pleasurable cunnilingus, I would say. His face
doing
is
like,
right in
and
there.
And he's not pulling out and just like, you know, flicking or scratching her clit with
he
his tongue.
He is breathing through his nose.
Yes.
And he is committed.
Yeah, he's like doing this rhythmic motion with his face. And he's like... making a lot of sounds. It's like a lot of lip smacking sounds.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of suction happening, which I was like, that's hot.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
Yeah, I liked
work.
It because, like I said earlier, in a lot of porn cunnilingus stuff, bless you. You gonna sneeze again?
No, I'm good.
Great.
I was 2/11 of an orgasm. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. I think about that every time I sneeze because I fucking love sneezing. I love sneezing. It's true. I sneeze when I drink certain alcohols, and people are like, are you okay?
You
and I'm like, I'm great.
You're like, I'm halfway to an orgasm.
Yeah,
leave
exactly.
me alone.
Get me home, and I'll finish this off. I liked, like I said earlier, that it felt like believable cunnilingus because it was face in cunt.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the like details of your anatomy while you're being gone down on.
No.
And realistically, you shouldn't be able to if the head's good.
Yeah.
So it's just like his face.
Yeah.
And her legs open. Like,
I would have liked
the...
some hands and fingers used because it is really just his like mouth and tongue.
Yeah.
Which was impressive.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice maybe to just switch it up with that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he just fully committed.
Just goes for it. Really simple concepts.
Yeah.
Just.
I didn't really need her to continue turning the pages of the book, though.
She did that a little longer than we needed,
I was like,
right?
We don't need it.
That's why I was like, she's just mad. She's just proving a point. She's continuing to go.
It just looked like she was like obviously told to like, they're like, okay, now go back to turn the page. Like, just ignore it.
There probably was like a good 15 minutes of like pussy eating where they're just getting different coverage of her. Turning the pages anyway. Like, okay, let's just turn a few... So we just have it.
Yeah.
Then they, like, used it.
Right.
They're like, well, come on. How long would you actually do that while he's eating you out?
Yeah. I do have to say that there was some noises that could have sounded like farting sounds.
Were there?
Which it was like...
I didn't catch any fart sounds.
It could be like...
I mean,
it was
a couple, like slurpy noises.
It was, like, slurpy, but, like, I was, like... I was also watching this, like, late at night, and I was, like... Is it slurping or is it like You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't tell. It could be either slurping or like wet fart sounds. Obviously, I know it's not wet farts, but it's like, I was like, at one point, I was like, if I closed my eyes and I just listened to this.
what I think is happening? And wandered into this
like,
forest.
It could very easily be like a gross sound.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's, without the visuals. That's sex, though. That's actually like why I liked it. Yeah. Like, it's the worst when you're being gone down on.
Right.
And like a like thing happens or like something and like somebody gets self-conscious.
Right.
It's like those fucking sounds have to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be okay with some weird sounds every once in a while.
Oh, 100%.
Or with a partner where you can be like, that fucking sounded like a fart.
Right.
I didn't queef, but here we are. Or I did queef. And here we are.
I didn't fart. I queefed. It's chill.
It's
typically. We're all chillier.
That's just a breath
and even
of
if I did fart.
And...
Sorry. Sorry about it.
Things happen, you know?
You know, you bent me around too many times.
Things happen.
Yeah. And she comes.
And she comes.
She comes hard.
She's in like, she doesn't come like as hard as some people in some porns that we've talked about. Like, I wouldn't give her an award for the hardness of her come.
Yeah.
But believed it because you could see... Like, that's actually why I liked it. Like, I like all kinds of orgasms as long as I believe them.
Right.
And what helped make it believable is that she, like, started to spasm a little bit and then was, like, sort of leaning into it and, like, getting into it.
Yeah.
And then also, like, I noted that I was like, I think she's starting to come at, like, 3:15.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, continued exactly what he was doing.
Relentless.
Like, staying on it relentless until, like, minute 4.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is what to do.
Good
like,
for
when
you.
The person starts coming, keep at it. Like, keep doing it. And she's going to, like, ride that wave and have a great time.
It was great.
And then he, like, kisses her legs a little bit.
Yeah. It was sweet.
Yeah.
Loved it. Great
Short
bed.
And sweet.
Just what I needed.
Clear into the void. Just what I needed. Just a touch of cuddling.
Yeah. That's all.
That's what we all need, honestly. World be a better place.
Preach, you know?
Should
lick a pussy and solve world peace.
Yeah. Should we talk about our sexyfind.org? Before we even talk about this video, it's just important to feature this really incredible logo graphic work.
From Microsoft Word.
Clearly Microsoft Office version 2 from 93.
Yeah.
Because we have like sexy find with like embossed lettering ricochet around the
bouncing
screen in like a nice corporate blue. And it's sexyfind.org.
It's an organization.
Yeah. Who in 95 or whatever year this porn was made / like distributed, I don't know what sexyfind.org was. This is obviously found from an aggregate.
Yeah.
Is like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a .org because
I'm legitimizing my company.
Shit. Yes.
We are legit here.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So it's just called Pussy Licking.
Yeah.
As far as we know, though, I believe it's from a larger film. Like, this feels like it's from the era of feature films.
Feature length
porn. I would guess based on the nails and body jewelry.
I'm going to say
the 90s.
We're definitely at the sweet spot of 93, 94.
Yeah.
You know?
Starring Charlie Lane and Sarah Black. Sarah Blake.
Two cast members of Party of Five. You know? That's just all you need to know.
Yeah, they're very hot.
Uh-huh.
Probably not lesbians, but playing lesbians for the purposes of porn.
Right.
One of those.
Quick synopsis. Sarah and Sally are their characters' names?
Sally?
Oh, is that Sally?
Was there a Sally in this?
Who's the main girl that we start on?
I don't remember their character names.
I think it was Sally. We're going to say it's Sally.
I don't remember who she says, like, hey, are you, like, do you have a towel?
Sarah is the one who walks
Sarah's
in.
Sarah's the one. Sarah, do you have a towel? But she...
No, Sarah walks in on the main, on the girl.
Right. You're like, just as I was about to come, I felt Sarah behind me.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That's some dialogue for you. Or rather, like, narration.
Word for word. Voiceover.
Oh, and then she said something, do you have a towel? And I wrote down Sarah, but I realized... I probably wasn't paying attention and they're not just both named Sarah.
They're not.
Her name's Sally?
I think so.
Why do you keep sending me porns?
I didn't.
Named after my dog.
I didn't pick this one, dog.
I totally picked it.
Okay, so now we're going to say Sarah and Sally. Anyways, brief synopsis. Sarah's laying on a faux fur rug in front of a fireplace, feeling herself.
Mm-hmm.
Her roommate? Question mark? Sarah.
Yeah, what? Also, I mean, roommate in this strange castle they live in together. Like, it doesn't feel like an apartment or a dorm or it's a place where people live.
It's a mansion.
That have our lives. Yeah. It's like a strange mansion with a fire going. Very important for later.
And candles.
And candles. It's a very...
It's 3 p.m.
Yes.
It's well lit.
She's fully naked. Yeah. Jilling off on this fuzzy rug.
Sarah walks in and is like...
Do you have a towel? Is that what she said? It sounded like she was like, Sally, do you have a towel?
And then she was like, and she's like, you know, she could just stand there and watch or join in. And spoiler, she joins in.
It's porn after all. There's a brief exchange in the like, hey,
I've never done this before.
Since we were little.
Yeah.
They've been fooling around since they were girls.
Okay. So, obviously, here for the friendship, acrylic nails.
Yes.
Thank God for those as a timestamp.
So Sarah joins in, she like kisses her and then she slides her fingers down the front of her panties that she still has on.
Her mons pubis.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we see this like perfect nail job, circa 93.
Uh-huh.
Very long, very sharp, like squared off nails.
Yeah.
A good, you know, half an inch past the end of the finger.
Uh-huh.
And it's like very slow and sustained. And there's music, by the way, which sounds like the Muzak from like a nail salon in the mall.
Uh-huh.
It's like sort of
On par.
It's ambiguously ethnic or tribal or something in probably
and, like,
a way that's
spa-ish.
It's soothing,
meant
like,
to soothe you, relax you.
Like that. Think that kind of vibe. Like cheap spa. Like,
also, both have belly button rings.
Wait, piercings. I have to get back to the very important point of when she is sliding her scary long nails like across. I was like, this is like a horror movie a little bit. It was like incredibly sustained, like
slide down.
I was like, she's gonna
the clip.
She's gonna rip her fucking pussy over with those nails.
And she gets there.
Yeah.
And then they eat each other out.
They eat each other out
in such a way that makes me believe that neither of these girls are gay.
Yeah, that's how I was like earlier. I was like, probably not
gay.
Very, in general, like tentative, polite pussy eating.
Yeah.
Right?
And like giggly. I hate that. I hate that. Like,
well, not
when it's like
not giggly and like an interesting explore. Like, I think what it's going for is that like playful explorative style.
Yeah, like we're just little
style.
Girls.
But they're like, ha ha, this is stupid. Like, it's, it undermines the
like,
possibility
like,
that they could just be into it and enjoying this.
Sexually charged.
And the way that they eat each other's pussies is, like I said, so polite.
Mm-hmm.
And they both do an interesting thing where they seem to be actually more focused around the, like, vaginal entrance than around the clit.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Like, they had multiple shots where I was like, your clit
is up there.
Like, it is up there. Like, I was like...
What's she doing?
Yeah, like, she is on... Like, she's just doing this, like...
Like, licking around
like, this sort of, like,
the
tentative,
opening
like,
of her vagina.
Sustained kissing of the,
licking.
Like, lower part of...
Yeah.
And I was like, you're missing the point.
Yeah, so strange.
Yeah, and they were both doing it that way.
Yeah, it was really
weird.
It was
like they agreed. You know when you were in a high school play,
oh, God,
and you were
we
me,
uh-huh.
your senior year of high school, and they were like you were with your scene partner, and you're like, we're going to kiss, we're going to keep our mouths open, and we're going to hold our tongues back. Like, that's actually the decision I made with the scene part where it's like, we're going to kiss with our mouths open, but like,
bad.
No tongues.
It's
and
not
it was
naughty.
Like, I mean, good for us for negotiating consent in the rehearsal environment.
I know.
But like, this is like that where they're like, just, you don't have to really eat her pussy, but if you would just put your lips weirdly around her, like, create a sealed lock with her vagina open, vaginal opening, and then just vaguely bob back and forth a little bit. Also, the positioning in this is crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, we get a lot of some interesting...
It's demonstrative.
Yeah.
It is made for men.
Yeah, they're like that's now, the what if you're porn. In a pile driver position? Yeah.
Like,
and
a
the
useless,
other girl's
I wrote
like,
down like a useless pile driver. They do so much standing and eating each other out, too. Where,
at
like, the
point,
person eating... Like, at one point,
wait,
I forget
I wrote
which
it down.
One. I think we maybe are about to talk about the same thing, but she's... I think Sally, I think the first one, has her legs open.
Uh-huh.
and she's on her knees, but like her legs are spread for no reason, and her like back is arched, and she's reaching with her face and mouth up to the other girl who is standing
above her.
Yeah, and she's from behind. Yeah, so it's like a beautiful yoga pose.
Tableau.
Yes, it's a tableau, if anything.
Yeah.
But she's got, like, it's just making it hard for her to, like, reach her.
Right.
And actually, like, engage with her cunt.
It was very
strange.
And then,
like, I would never want to be... Like, standing up and coming is hard.
Yeah.
Like, when I masturbate in the shower, sometimes I sit down.
Yeah. I need my legs fully erect like planks of wood. That's how I'm coming. My toes are curled. Like, I am, like, they are up in, like, we are, I'm stiff as a board. I can't stand for that. Come on.
I like that your legs just go like straight out.
Like this. I'm like,
you're like, for our
I'm
listeners,
a lightning rod.
Rachel has her legs and her arms shot straight out below her. Like she was electrocuted in a coffin.
That's exactly what it looks like.
My legs can be open, but I know what you mean that there's a temptation to close
together.
Them.
I'm literally just like, I've been electrocuted.
And that's an orgasm. Yeah, but yeah, you want to like curl your toes and sort of like, like convulse your little body. And if you're standing up above someone's face, I would kill a bitch.
I'm killing someone.
I would snap her damn neck.
Yeah.
And that would be the end of that porn
company.
And
that's how she died.
And she was never, and I was never heard from. Yeah. And Sarah Blake was never heard from again.
And we found this on the bowels of the internet.
Do you think her name is just Charlie and not Sally, though, because it's Sarah Blake and Charlie Lane? And maybe she just said Charlie and you heard what you wanted to hear.
Okay, yeah, because I just hear Sally.
I often hear Sally wherever I want to.
Okay, all right. It's probably Charlie.
Listen, we're not going to rewatch this, so y'all can figure it out for yourself.
You should all watch it, though, just merely just to support the voiceover actress.
Yes. Can you imagine doing the voiceover for this? So some choice dialogue in this voiceover.
Grade A erotica.
We were both 18, and our young girl talks had turned into serious desires. You know your young girl talks, Rachel?
Yeah.
You know your young girl talks?
Mm-hmm.
Her fingers slowly running over my wet pussy made me hotter than the fire.
I know. My tongue parted her young pussy lips.
What? Yeah, you're the same age. Like you just said young.
Yeah, you guys are both 18.
Yeah. It's a combo, though. It's a 1-2 punch of live action pornography as well as some erotic literature.
At one point, I forgot about the voiceover.
Oh, you forgot about the voiceover?
And then it came back in.
You forgot that it came back.
Yeah,
that's the thing, too, is like, if you're going to do any kind of voiceover or any music, I'd say start at the beginning and then fade that out for the sex. But this poor woman kept having to come back in to say, remember me? We're still fucking here, and I'm still telling you about it.
And this is still my fucking story. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Did you like anything about this?
I mean,
other than like the obvious, like, you know, kitschiness of it?
Just the fun, like, throwback vibes. Not really. I mean, they were beautiful girls.
Right.
And the, like, environment of it was a sort of fun, hilarious.
Right.
Like, I would fuck there.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I would lie on my back on that rug and have somebody eat me out that way.
Yeah, 100%.
But there was nothing that, like, got me going in a fun, masturbatory, hot way.
I want the couple from the first video fucking in the mansion with the rug in front of the fireplace.
Exactly.
I want hit with his enthusiasm eating out Victoria Vox's pussy.
Yeah.
Still the voiceover, though.
She would keep
we
the
can
voice
keep it. Let's bring her back.
Since our young girl talks at 18, just him there.
Yeah. What? Are there these going in your spank bank?
You know, I would maybe like curate an experience with some Victoria Vox getting eaten out. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, I don't go for an isolated...
Female worship, yeah.
Yeah, femaleworship.com/Belessa's video. I don't go for an isolated purely cunnilingus video.
Me neither.
But because it's 4 minutes long, yeah. and you know I like to carry out my right. tabs and maybe like little of this, little of that,
yeah, it's
it
like
find its way into the mix.
Orgasm, maybe yeah, pop or, that or in even for a couple
like,
seconds.
Like building up or uh-huh. starting off. You know, maybe sure. that's my appetizer.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I would see that coming back into rotation.
I'm definitely going to explore more of the female worship and also yeah. more blessivids.
Especially because I didn't have to pay for this.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No.
Belessa I was like, am I cheating? Like free... Am I gaming the system?
Yeah. Belessa yeah. has like free vids.
Yeah. yeah.
Which is great.
So yeah, that one's sort of in there.
Yeah.
I don't know that I need to go back to the
yeah.
salon music.
Sexyfy.org.
Tentative.
Yeah, I don't need
lesbian
that.
Play.
Glad I watched it.
Yeah. 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 I always also love like a goofy yeah. throwback porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see the version of that porn where they're actually fucking each other.
Yeah, they can watch some Crash Pad and learn how to eat some fucking pussies.
There you go.
And
find some positions yeah, that make sense.
Learn how to do
for
your real queer sex.
Yeah.
And then try again on that faux fur rug. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
There you go.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Girls on Porn. You already know because
find
you listened
on,
to the intro.
Find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's Girls on Porn without the O. We're on Twitter now at GOP the Podcast. GirlsOnPorn.com as well.
Remember to rate, review, subscribe.
And thanks again. This has been Girls on Porn.
You know that.
You already knew.
Fuck the GOP.
Love you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.